To be in the house of the Lord. I believe it was David. He said, I was glad when they, I know it's Wednesday night, I'm going to try to still get you a little pumped up tonight. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you, a lot of people would think that David had it all together, but David didn't always have it all together. And I believe that there was a lot of times, how many's ever felt like they were had lost some ground? Am I the only one? Have you ever felt like you lost ground?
Yeah.
And I believe that David knew that when he had an opportunity, what an opportunity we have tonight. Look around at you. Say, you're blessed. Look at somebody and say, you're blessed tonight. You're in the house of the Lord tonight. And I believe David saw the opportunity that he would have when he would come into the house of the Lord. What an opportunity to make up some lost ground tonight in this house as we begin to enter into worship and praise, and as we begin to get ready to receive the word of the Lord tonight. Such a privilege we have as a people of God. Hallelujah. We do have some people that are that do have some setbacks in their life right now. They're in need of our prayer. We want to take the time right now. I may get fired my first night because I don't know if I'm doing it in the right order or not, but I'm doing good. I got the pastor's thumbs up. So we do have a list of names here that we're going to pray. There's also names up on the board tonight. If we could get ready to bring these names to the Lord tonight. Natalie and Jeremy Berry, I believe they had a pretty serious accident that they're in recovery from. Let's pray for them tonight. Danny Bramlett, Sonia Carter, Sharon Little, Debbie Metzger, Mandy Stinson, Sister Dickie, and David Young. Let's remember him in prayer tonight. Can we stand tonight? Can y'all get y'all back? Is it okay to ask you to stand up as we go to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer? If there's any needs in the house tonight, if you need a special touch of the Lord, we're going to open up the opportunity to come down forward if you would like. Ministers will pray with you and anoint you with oil, and we'll believe God for the healing in your body. But let's go to the Lord for all these names tonight. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that you've given us the privilege and the opportunity, Lord, to come into your house, Lord, and, oh God, to strengthen our faith, oh God. And we just pray tonight for these, that, Lord, that are in need tonight, that need healing in their bodies, Natalie and Jeremy. Lord, we pray that you would touch their bodies tonight. Hallelujah. Heal them, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we pray, Lord, for each name that we've called out, these on the board. God, we lift them up and believe you, Lord, for, Lord, a mighty touch in their life. God, help them, Lord Jesus, to fully recover from whatever they have going on. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Let's continue to worship and exalt his name together as the praise team gets started again. Y'all just worship. Now, let's celebrate, hallelujah, that you're welcome. That you've been welcomed into the house of the Lord tonight by his presence.
Has somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances that you can't get through. And right now it may seem that there's no way out and you're going under. But God's proven time and time again, he'll take care of you, and he'll do it again. He's gonna do it again.
Yes, he'll do it again.
Just take a look at where you are now. Same now as then.
He's the same now as then. You may not know how, you may not know when,
but he'll do it again. And God knows the things that you're going through. He really knows how you're hurting. And you see, he knows just how your heart has been broken in two. Oh, but he's the God of the sun, the stars, and the sea. And he is my Father. He can calm that storm, and he'll find a way to fix things for you. Where you are now,
where you have been,
hasn't he always come through for you? He's the same now as then.
He's the same now as then. You may not know how,
you may not know when, but he'll do it again. And God knows the thing that you're going through. He knows how you're hurting. And you see, he knows just how your heart has been broken into. But he's the God of the stars the God of the sun, the God of the sea. He is my Father. He can calm that storm.
Yes.
And he'll find a way to fix things for you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and he'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
Yes. He'll do it again.
Just take a look. And where you are now, and
where you have been,
hasn't he always come through for you? He's the same now as then.
He's the same now as then.
You may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll do it again. You may not know. You may not know when, but he'll do it again.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you glad he's not one and done? Praise God. He says he's the author and the finisher of our faith tonight. I'm so thankful, praise God, that he doesn't just leave us half done, praise God. He's committed to the task of getting us ready for his kingdom, praise God. And that, I'm going to go ahead and make some announcements. You can stand or be seated. It's up to you, but we do have some announcements coming up for this weekend. I believe we have the Ladies United Fellowship on the 24th. We also have the Watch Couples Game Night. That's on the 26th. And then I believe our mission pledges are due on the 27th, this Sunday. We'll also be celebrating our pastor and his wife's retirement this Sunday. Praise God. It's a bittersweet moment, but we're going to celebrate big around here on Sunday morning. Please come and be a part of that. May 1st, we're going to have scholarship letters are due. And then May the 4th, Pastor and Sister Davis' first service in Paris. That's coming up real soon. And then we're going to have a nacho lunch that same day on Sunday. Praise God. Isn't God, what am I, ushers. That's what we got to do. It takes money to keep this thing going, doesn't it? Praise God. Let's get the ushers up here. I should have had y'all halfway up here before I wouldn't have this dead space right here that I got right now. Praise God. All right. Let's go to him in prayer for this. Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, that you've blessed us, God. You've given us the means to give into your kingdom, Lord. We're so thankful, Lord. We pray that you would bless this offering, Lord. Bless the gift and the giver, Lord, those that can give and those that cannot. We just pray your blessings upon this people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Y'all give to the Lord tonight.
Some folks have misconceptions as to where God lives. Information to his whereabouts in his word he clearly gives. He's never mentioned being locked up in a church full of pews. And if you think that's where he dwells, brother, I've got news for you. Well, God's word says he inhabits the praises of his people. God's house is not a church with stained glass windows and a steeple. He doesn't live between the pulpit and the pew of some cathedral. But his word says he inhabits the praises of his people. Some folks have misconceptions as to where God lives. Information to his whereabouts in his word he clearly gives. He's never mentioned being locked up in a church full of pews. And if you think that's where he dwells, brother, I've got news for you. God's word says he inhabits the praises of his people. God's house is not a church with stained glass windows and a steeple. He doesn't live between the pulpit and the pew of some cathedral. But his word says he inhabits the praises of his people. And now I hope you understand just where God hangs around. Anywhere that people praise his name, his presence can be found. At home, church, work or play, just driving in your car, you can praise the name of Jesus and he'll be where you are.
God's word says he inhabits the praises of his people. God's house is not a church with stained glass windows and a steeple. He doesn't live between the pulpit and the pew of some cathedral, but his word says he inhabits the praises of his people.
And now I hope you understand just where God hangs around. Anywhere that people praise his name, his presence can be found. At home, at church, work or play, just driving in your car, you can praise the name of Jesus and he'll be where you are.
God's word says he inhabits the praises of his people. God's house is not a church with stained glass windows and a steeple. Doesn't live between the pulpit and the pew of some cathedral, but his word says he inhabits the praises of his people. God's word says he inhabits the praises of his people.
I did forget one announcement. We're going to have several get baptized in Jesus' name tonight. So if you feel the need and you have not been baptized, you're invited after the service to be baptized. I wasn't ready. I didn't know I was going to get baptized tonight. I got baptized. I didn't come to get baptized, but they were, and I did, and I've been thankful. That's been a long time ago. Praise God. So we're going to ask pastor to come and minister. I'm not going to get to talk Sunday, but I'm sure thankful for this man and the impact he's had in my life I've known him for a long time, but he pastored us for over 20 years here in Paris. We came a little hurt, but he never did ask what happened. You know, a lot of people like to get the news. They want to know what happened, but he never asked me what happened. He said, if you feel like sharing it, you come to share. My door's open, but if you don't, come on in. And we've been here, praise God, and we love this couple. We love them very much, their family, and we're blessed tonight to have him come and bring the word of the Lord to us.
Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. And the song, you may be seated. The songwriter said it so clearly. He's all I need. One of the most wonderful songs that you can sing to yourself and experience. Quite a nice feeling. I'm thrilled tonight to bring to God's people, his creation, a part of his desire for you. And I want to title this tonight, How Great We Are. I wish you'd look at your neighbor and just sort of smile at them, because they are all great. We were made in the image of an almighty God. We were invited to be his children. And we gave our life to him. And now he is an abundant donor of leading his wonderful people. So hopefully I can help us tonight to realize in such a way that no matter what is happening to your life or your world, You are a great person. We want to deal primarily with that idea. David said it this way, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Going all the way back to Genesis 1 and 25, God made the beast of the earth after his kind, cattle after their kind, everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. God saw that it was good, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created you, man, in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. And they and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Going back to the 31st verse of Genesis, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Going jumping all the way over to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, the 15th verse. "If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you." Just sort of look around again and see all these people that have got the Holy Ghost in them. This powerful stuff that's going to dominate the devil, going to integrate the absolutes of God into their daily life. Verse 17, "If any man defile that temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." 1 Corinthians 6, jumping down quite quickly, verse 19, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not on your own? You've been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Jumping all the way over to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 16, "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God." Woo! That's enough for coming to the house of God for. "I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Why don't we just give him a little special praise in order to accept his word to us and about us. Father, hallelujah. Trying to put all of this together it's an amazing thing to me that the feats, F-E-A-T-S, of flesh is so phenomenal. the fact that so many things have been done, and we are in a building right now that somebody figured out how to put gas together and put some things together, and we got a nice cool evening here. Somebody figured out how to make lights and fixtures and how to put amperage and electricity together, and all of that generates so much. But that doesn't get near to where the real facts are, because the electricity can cool you and it can warm you. The electricity can illuminate you and help you with a lot of things. But there are inner things that are in us that never get touched except by the God that made us. And that's why Christ in you, the hope of glory, is one of the grandest and greatest realizations that the Word of God presents to a world that is desperately in need. That's why we as the United Pentecostal Church of Paris, Texas, we identify with that mastermind of Almighty God. We identify with His realization that if He in the flesh had to pray morning and evening, that we will do the same thing, because we want to be Him and like Him, because we want to defeat Satan so our kids are not swallowed up by things on TV and things on all other kind of stuff that's going on around us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our day. It is our hour. It is our moment to look up in Jesus and say, God, we're following You. We're not giving up on You. We're not surrendering to the world. We are going to follow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are going to destroy the works of hell and dominate the demons of darkness. I want to show you, just even in the world, how powerful and meaningful that we are. I had to find some things that I thought would help us to understand. We do know, and I mentioned it actually about 3 weeks ago, about the fact that man went to the moon, and that just is fascinating to me. If men can pay the price and give up days and hours and put themselves in a perilous setting, it could well have been that just like some of those aircrafts that have recently gone haywire and the people never made it any further. The fire in California, where suddenly people were trying to be evacuated, but the fire caught them. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a joy to me to know that we have inside of us the thrill and the glory of God. But out there in the world, the Jules Undersea Lodge, maybe you've never heard of it. I had never heard of it. I just started looking for some information. And it's off the coast of Key Largo, Florida. It was billed as the world's only underwater hotel. We included it on a list of undersea facilities. You could actually live in a couple years back. We did not expect that anyone would be ambitious or foolhardy enough to take us up on the suggestion. In late 2014, biologists Bruce Cantrell and Jessica Fain completed a 10-week stay at that lodge, barely besting a 22-year-old record set by NASA astronaut Richard Presley at the same facility. And he at least had the excuse of preparing for a long stay in a space level. The Rome State, Tennessee, community college instructors figured it would be a good way to learn more about the manner of marine life and the better to educate their students and incidentally break a pretty steady or sturdy record in the process. Can you imagine, as the duo spent their time, assuming the term still applies in this case, lounging about their not-so-spacious three-room abode, among the valuable data gleaned, hot pockets cook in a microwave much more quickly under compression and tend to explode. Can you imagine being in a hotel underwater somewhere living for a three-week agenda? I'm telling you, our world, the Bible uses that term so freely that the children of this generation are wiser in their day. So what we are going to do, we're going to let the wisdom of God overcome the wise people that are creating this, and we're going to let God create in us that halalabakoyanda, that glory that lifts the heavy load, that source of power that puts us in the cabin of holy and godly and full of victory and of absolute statute in our mind, that there is no weapon that's going to take me and my kids out. We're going to attend prayer. We're going to attend church. We're going to give our new pastor the power to literally preach to us and give to us a powerful ministry that will literally knock hell's powers back out there in the darkness, and absolutely the glory of the Almighty God. People are going to feel it before they get in the building. They're going to sense that this place is hallowed and holy ground. It's not just a building, and it's not just a namesake. It is the mighty God's temple, and we are the temple of God in the flesh. But in that flesh is the glory of the Word and the ability of the Spirit. Could we just praise Him like He deserves it? A little hand clap or whatever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had to stop when I got to thinking about how great we really are. You really don't let the devil have any choice in your life. Don't you let the devil have a choice in your life. Did I say it again? You don't let the devil have a choice in your life. You have the opportunity to take the greatness and the grandeur of your hand and take to a brother and look him in the eye and say, "Brother Randy, I need you in my life." And then you turn around and find your wife somewhere in the building and say, "Honey, there you go. Come on, I'm helping y'all get this marriage thing really tight." That's right. Some of you older people, you need to go ahead and wrap your arms around each other still. He's taking total advantage of this. Ladies and gentlemen, there ought not to be any place that's more fun than being in the presence of the Almighty and knowing that there is no weapon that can take us out. We've got the weapon, the blood, the sword of the Spirit. We've got the weapon, the Word of God, and the rapture already has taken its toll. And ladies and gentlemen, when your brothers and your sisters die in the faith, we're not going to weep except that we're going to miss them, but we're going to look up and say, "Look, folks, we're about to come catch up with you. We're not giving in. You help settle this thing. You help pay for this thing. You help put this place on the loop. You help put this place in position so that we can have revival and glory and victory and hope and love and hallelujah, holiness to the max." I'm here to tell you, God is looking in this house tonight and say, "Come on, my people. You are a chosen generation." I want to just say it like this. The feats of flesh are just They are just phenomenal. We'll go home in cars tonight that none of us could have built. And some of us had a hard time paying for them. But we'll go home in a car tonight. And it won't be a bicycle. Nobody will have to carry us on their back. And it won't be a horse. We just have a lot of nice things. Most of us will go to a home tonight that's got air conditioning and heating and if you need it, and some food and all of the above. Most of us have a pantry that's even, you know, got a little excess. And so how could I do anything but bless that name and say, God, nobody could give me a shroud like you have given me. A company of angels that constantly are surrounding my home. And when I would get fearful and when I would get frightened about things, that the angels of God would come down and I would begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, and the angels of darkness had to leave, because the power of God is unto salvation. It's not unjust a deal one day you got it. It's unto salvation. And so I get saved from all those demon spirits, and I get saved from all those worries that try to come home with me, and I get saved from all of the fears that my kids won't have what they need and all of this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a real world and it's a real devil, but there is a reality in God that super overcomes everything that you have faced and will ever face. There is a wonderful reason we're going to baptize these young people tonight, and we're going to go home, hallelujah, knowing we provided a building, we provided a baptistry, we provided a hope, we provided a love. And I'm telling you, when they get baptized tonight in the Holy Spirit of the name of Jesus, I'm looking for angels to show up at their house when they get there. I'm looking for angels to show up in the cars, because He is everlasting God. In 2012, the New Zealander Kim Allen made a serious attempt at breaking the 486-kilometer or 302-mile continuous running record set by American Pam Reed. She failed despite running over 85 hours after suffering frightening hallucinations and losing all of her toenails. This is in itself impressive enough, but more so is that she tried to break the same record again the following year and succeeded, covering 489 kilometers in just over 86 hours. Did you hear what I said? All of her toenails were taken off by trying to attempt a earthly possession, but she wouldn't give up. And I'm here to tell you, we're not giving up. We may have not gotten all of it yet, but I'm telling you, we're not giving up. We're not giving in. We're not quitting. If the people out yonder in the world can do what they're doing with their own flesh and their own desires, what in the world is the name of God, people, and the church of the living God going to give in its way? You are a great people. You are called of God. You are called to be the powers that will absolutely put demons on the run, and not you be demonized by them, but you're going to cast them out in the name of Jesus and say, you're not coming in my home, you're not coming in my head, you're not getting in my hands, you're not getting in my feet. I'm telling you, I am that I am, and I'm going to be with you people. I am your God. I am your hope. I am your joy. I am your peace. I am your righteousness. I am the thrill of thrills. Why don't somebody stand up and give Him the high praise? Wednesday night, tonight's going to be a Sunday morning, Sunday night night. We are walking with a King. We are walking in God. Interesting. Miss Allen was 47 at the time of her record-breaking run. She's not even fond of running and only took up the sport in 2010 as a means to challenge her own physical and mental endurance. A former professional jockey, she was inspired to push her limits when she suffered a crippling leg break in 2003 after being trampled by a horse. I swore then I'm never going to take for granted the ability to get out of bed and walk. Fittingly, her run was an event for charity to raise money for people with spinal injuries. I'm talking about people out yonder. I'm talking about people that have lived out there for personal gain, but we for an eternal gain. An eternal gain. If they for a flesh feeling, what will and should we give in that altar arena and in that prayer service prior to coming into a service so that we are torqued to the max? And when that pastor gets here, he's going to feel the fire and the flame, and we're going to be fired up and say, preach, pastor, preach, pastor, preach, pastor. I got grandkids out yonder. I got friends out yonder. We got to keep the fire hot. We got to keep everything rolling on. We got to have Sunday school. We got to have everything that we need to when they come into the doors. We're ready for them. We're not having to jack it up at that moment. We're ready when they walk in that door. Hello. We're so glad you came here. We have been refreshed in the presence of God, and you're going to get to experience that very same thing, and we're going to be your friend, and we're going to be your brother, and we're going to have a whole city of y'all, and we'll have to do whatever we got to do, but we're going to do revival. We're going to do God's work. We're going to do the love of God. We're going to do the presence of God, and everybody that's going to sense that we ain't regular, we just not of the world. We love the King, and we gladly bow to the submission and say, God, what do you want me to do this week? How do you want me in my prayer to pray so that I can affect my boss? I've noticed he has been watching me, and I want him to see what's in me. Oh, friend, there's something wonderful about how great we really are. Heaven is a place designed for winners, achievers. I like this term, and I've got it in print. Shoot for the sun, and even if you fail, you'll wind up among the stars. Born in sin, shapen in iniquity, explains only the shape of man is without ascending. But when you get baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, the bloodline follows the spiritual power and comes into your world. And when you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, when you come up out of that water, that power of the name is going to erase every thing that you might have ever done, and you will come up clean and clear, and you will be holy in the presence of the Almighty God. I cannot thank Him enough. Watch what Jesus did in Matthew 17:18. And what He wants us to do. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. The devil has to go. I'm telling you, when we worship God and the name of Jesus in a church service, I'm telling you, the demons can't take that in here. bad thoughts are not going to corrupt great worship when we bring worship. And the child was cured from that very hour. And I am believing God for more healings just during the worship service, that people are going to get in the incredible arena of a healer, of a deliverer, and a power source that we are so a part of by being a new creation in Jesus Christ. And the people outside said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, remove hinder to hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and by fasting. That's where we're headed. That's where we're going straight to. We are going to pray until. We are going to fast until. We are going to shake the powers of hell in this community. I may not be here, but I'm going to be adding to your prayers. Wherever I am, I am going to be praying for the United Pentecostal Church and all of the people in it and all the people that want to be in it. And I am going to add my heart with your heart. And we are going to sense revival across the Lamar County. And people are going to know that there is a God that's bigger than just a building and bigger than just a choir and just a building, a choir and a building and a good knowledgeable preacher. I'm talking about anointed preaching. I'm talking about anointed singing. I'm talking about anointed worship. I'm not talking about just going through the schematics of it. I'm talking about Jesus. We came to this house because you said if we come, you'll be there. And we're going to believe for healing. And we're going to believe for these people. All of those of you that are going to get baptized, are they in here right now? They're not ready yet. They're out there with the young people. I'm just going to have them stand. Well, how about the mother of them standing? She's one that's so excited, and I'm excited with her. Would you just put your hands toward her and say, God, give her the grace to lead those kids wherever the Holy Ghost is going to lead them. We are in with the same with each other. We are brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. There's something happening in the Wednesday night service tonight that I like. The writer said, "If I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But then I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" And then here we go again. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Understanding that flesh must be disciplined. I understand that love the Lord with God with all my heart. I love my neighbor as myself, and I love my enemies. And God, that's what's going to put me in a place where the demons cannot destruct my mind and contaminate my spirit and cause me to feel like I'm unworthy to go to your holy city. No. I'm getting up, I'm getting out, and I'm getting in. I am going to walk in it. I'm going to live in it. I'm going to sing the songs about the blood. I'm going to sing the songs about God. I'm going to sing them, and I'm going to let the... I'm telling you, folks, there's a revival spirit just trying to sweep through this place. There is a revival spirit that's saying, I want to come now. I want to come home with you. I want to be in your house when you get up in the morning. If they can stay 8 days in a house of a hotel underwater, ladies and gentlemen, surely we can live in our homes that are so comfortable and know that without a doubt, I'm rising up against any spirit that would hinder my wife or my husband. I am going to pray until... Singers, I just got way too much tonight, that's all. Y'all come sing a song. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, God created you in his image. you not just another creation. Did you hear me? I said, you're not just another creation. You were created to do all that shouting. You were created to love that lady. You were created to be a great secretary. You were created for all of that. But more than any of those things, you were created to come to a home called the New Jerusalem. I don't want to miss it. And I'm going to do everything I can to keep you. You are awesome. I'm sorry about running the bus into you. Do y'all remember that? Years ago when he first came to Parrish, had his van out there and I ran the school bus into him. But he didn't cuss. He didn't even act like he wanted to. He told me that day just what he's telling me now. It's all okay. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Why don't we just stand and find a brother or sister or husband or wife? And let's just sort of quietly, while the singers tune up, and while the young people, you may want to go ahead and get them so we can get that baptism going. I'm so excited about that. She's been wanting to do that for weeks and months, and it just didn't come together. Finally, yesterday, or day before yesterday, she called and said, can we do that Wednesday night? And I said, you better know we'll do it. Oh, does anybody feel what I'm feeling right now? There's an aura in this place. You're greater than you think. You were made in the image of God.
My mama and daddy talked about going home since I was just a babe on their knees. They said that nothing compares to what was waiting up there, how one day we would finally be free. Oh, and I've never seen it, but I keep on believing it will be a place like I've never known. Keep my eyes on the sky, 'cause my soul wants to fly. Lord, my heart is ready to go. I wanna know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold. I wanna know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old.
Things on my mind. Oh, but I'm seeing this. of a crystal clear river where sin's forgotten without a trace. And more than I've ever dreamed, oh, my eyes long to see the look of love on my Savior's face.
Take your breath when I tell you to.
Okay. Nicholas Gage Giberson, upon confession of your faith and in obedience to the word of God, I now baptize you into Jesus Christ for the remission of your life sins.
Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Why don't you bless that wonderful name of Jesus?
Michaela Hope Giberson, upon confession of your faith and in obedience to the word of God, I now baptize you into Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, it's the Holy Ghost in fire, and he's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Well, it's the Holy Ghost in fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Well, it's keeping me alive. I know it's all over me.
Alexandra Grace Giberson, upon the confession of your faith, I now baptize you into Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin.
Well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Oh, it's keeping me alive. It's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
I just can't imagine what the angels are doing in heaven right now with this whole family moving into a dimension. Renee Faith Giberson, upon confession of your faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you into the body of Jesus' name and Christ. Hallelujah, for the remission of your sins.
Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Why don't you bless that wonderful name of Jesus?
We got room for two more.
Jesus, oh yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, no other name I know. There's victory in the name of Jesus. I know there's victory in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, there's victory in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Well, and there's healing in the name of Jesus. I know there's healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, there's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name. Don't you bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus. I know, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Glory, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah.
celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Since I lived, oh, since I lived,
my burden's down. Well, I feel better.
I feel better.
So much better.
So much better.
Since I lived. Forget what you've done for me.
Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you let me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No way.
Jesus, I'll never forget
what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never.
Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me.
Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget the river.
Amen.
Y'all do got it.
We got a little. We got a lot.